Last week was no doubt an important one for Czech mountaineering fans. Two Czech climbers in separate expeditions conquered Mount Everest at 8,848 meters, the world's tallest peak. Klára Poláčková made headlines first last Wednesday when she became the first Czech female to summit Everest. And 2 days later, the peak was reached by the highly prolific Pavel Bém, Prague's Lord Mayor. Jan Fellinger has the details.
Besides being mayor of Prague, Pavel Bém is well known as an experienced and capable mountaineer. And before setting out on this year's expedition to Mount Everest, he made no secret of the fact that summiting the mountain had been a dream since childhood. Last week, the dream became a reality. Mr. Bém followed the two-day-old success of 29-year-old Klára Poláčková, becoming the 10th Czech to ever reach the top. A little earlier, I spoke to Alena Čepelková, the head of the Czech Mountaineering Association, and asked her how she viewed Everest's importance for mountaineers, as well as Mr. Bém's success.
Everest je nejvyšší bod naší země, což je samozřejmě cíl pro všechny horolezce.
Mount Everest remains a major challenge for climbers, although it has to be said that it has lost some of its original allure. It seems now almost anyone with enough money can try to put together an expedition. As a result, traditional ascent routes have become clogged with traffic, and there are now many fixed lines along the way, which means that even non-climbers can attempt the peak. On the other hand, although I don't know him personally, I've heard that Mr. Bém is an excellent climber, and his attempt was, I think, without supplementary oxygen, although I haven't seen that confirmed yet. Among those in his expedition, he alone made the final climb, which certainly shows drive and determination. I would say he prepared for this for years.
As many mountaineering experts point out, alpine-style climbing without use of supplementary oxygen remains the purest form of summiting because it pits the climber alone against the mountain, requiring full preparedness and skill. It's not the only measure of success, but it is certainly one. Sadly, following the news of Mr. Bém's success last week also brought a grim reminder of the deadliness of mountaineering as a sport, even for the most experienced. The weekend brought confirmation that 47-year-old Czech mountaineer Libor Kozák, part of a separate international team also on Everest, died not far from the peak, in as yet undetermined circumstances. According to reports, the climber complained of malaise after returning to camp at 8,300 meters, shortly before he died. Czech authorities as yet have been unable to uncover further details.